In the literature of the world, in words already written, 2,000 years ago or yesterday, there are peaks in the plane of time belonging as much to the present as to the past, and pointing not backward, but ahead, to tomorrow. This is the third in a series of programs drawn from the fullness of the literature of the Jewish people.
Israel, Shema Sherit Israel, Al Yavad Israel, Amrim Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The eternal light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, Transmigration of a Melody, was written by Joseph Mindell, suggested by a story of I.L. Peretz, as told by Maurice Samuel in his book, Prince of the Ghetto.
A dozen miles or so beyond Berdichev, just where the forest ends, there used to be a little town in which there lived a man whose name was Dovid. He was a good musician, but there were no doubt many better. His distinction was of another kind. Now, when most people have a thought, it is cloaked in words. But Dovid's thoughts were in melodies. And when a thought came to him, he stopped to play it. No matter where he was, even if he happened to be outside the open window of Reuben the Scholar.
Dovid! Dovid, please, I'm studying a particularly difficult portion of the Talmud.
May your understanding be inspired, Reuben.
Thank you, but don't you understand?
Of course, you're studying your books. As for me...
Exactly. And you...
As for me, I'm playing my fiddle.
That's just it.
Is it?
Your playing is disturbing my studies.
Oh, no. To me, it seemed just the other way. It was you who interrupted my playing.
Oh, Dovid, how can you compare what I'm doing with the screeching of your fiddle?
Screeching? Listen. You call that screeching?
All right. I admit that I can't tell one tone from another.
I'm sorry for you. It's an affliction.
Then let me bear my affliction in peace. Play somewhere else.
Reuben, when I look at you and me and the other people in the village, and I think of the Cossacks and the tax collectors and all the other troubles that afflict us, and then when I remember that even so we manage sometimes to be a little happy... Then I play a melody.
So, you play a melody.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who healest all flesh and doest wondrously.
Amen. Dovid, what have you got to be happy about?
What a question. Didn't you hear that the rich widow Hannah is marrying off her daughter?
Well, what does that to do with you?
If I play at the wedding, it'll be at least 10 rubles. I've been thinking of melodies all day. Listen.
No, don't waste them on me. Play them for the widow Hannah.
Hannah!
All right, David. 10 rubles.
Agreed, Hannah. I'll play tunes for your guests that'll make them laugh and cry and dance.
I know. Now, about the Kelmola Rakamin to be sung in memory of my late husband.
A good man, a fine man.
David, I was married to him for 30 years. He had a heart of granite.
Well, at least he was rich.
Yeah, and a miser. But under the circumstances, he's entitled to a special Kelmola Rakamin at his daughter's wedding.
I know all the melodies. Take your choice.
No. I want a new one, not an old, worn-out one.
Good. I'll compose you a new one.
You'll play it, David. But I want the great composer Podutsa from Berditev to write it.
Uh-huh. Do you know what I was about to say, Hannah?
How should I know?
I was going to tell you that if you want Podutsa to compose the melody, then get him to play it, too.
Oh?
But then I thought, I need the 10 rubles more than he does. What do you want me to do?
Hire a wagon. I'll pay the expenses. Go to Berditev and get a new Kelmola from Podutsa.
Podutsa? He's not home.
Well, I must find him. Where is he?
He went to Kiev.
No.
What do you mean, no? He said he was going to get on the train. He went.
But the Kelmola Rakamin.
Excuse me. If you'll take your foot out of the door.
I come to Berditev. He goes to Kiev. No Kelmola Rakamin. A poor man's luck.
What did you say?
I said goodbye to 10 rubles.
Are you talking to me?
Not particularly.
Then watch where you look when you talk to yourself.
Wait a minute. Why is there music in the street?
It's a custom of ours. They're collecting a dowry for a poor bride. See? They're throwing coins on the silver tray.
What a melody. Even the way they play it. Heartache and happiness. Laughter and tears all in one.
It's one of Podutsa's.
So gay and yet sad. Like an orphan's wedding. That's it. Of course. An orphan's wedding.
What's that?
A melody driver.
Oh, I can hear. What kind?
A Kelmola Rakamin.
It's a new one. Where did you get it?
I found it in Berditev.
You don't just find a melody.
Well, to tell you the truth, it's a little bit Podutsa's and a little bit mine, but his portion is shrinking.
But tell me, for whom is this Kelmola?
For Hannah's husband.
Oh, but he's dead.
Of course. Why else would he need a Kelmola Rakamin?
He cheated me every time I drove him to Berditev. It's too good a melody for him.
Maybe you're right. But as Hannah says, he's entitled to it, especially at his daughter's wedding.
Play faster!
What is this, a wedding
or a funeral? Play faster! Like this, Dovid! Yeah, da 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 da. Listen, Dovid! Yeah, da 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 da. No, much faster! The Dovid! Listen! Ah! Yes, Dovid, yes! Yes, now you have it!
Now, are you satisfied?
More, Dovid! Bravo, bravo!
Keep your applause! It's your melody, not mine! You destroyed my melody!
David, you haven't replaced the broken string.
No, Reuben. Why don't you worry about the difficult passages in the Talmud?
It's a whole week. Haven't you once wanted to play your fiddle?
No.
You're being a little childish.
They had no right to do it, Reuben. They had no right to twist my melody.
Even to my ears, it seemed the same melody, only a little faster.
No, it wasn't mine any longer.
David, you can make a melody, but how can you own it?
You don't understand. They took away the tenderness, the grief, the joy.
And so you won't play anymore.
They made it vulgar, without feeling. Reuben, they twisted a living thing, and it died.
For myself, I don't mind. It'll be a relief to work in silence and peace. But I'm thinking of you.
Thank you.
You made a living with your fiddle.
Do you call it living?
Do you remember, David? Baruch ato, blessed art thou who healest all flesh and doest wondrously. How will you say it now?
I don't have to say it.
You're a stubborn man, and I'm a fool to argue with you. David, against whom is your grievance, and whom are you punishing? Well?
Behind you on the shelf, there's an extra violin string.
Amen. Here's the string.
Reuben, it was a wonderful melody.
One day, many weeks later, there came to the town a troop of traveling acrobats. Two men in tights and a thin girl with a young, painted face. They spread a shabby rug in a courtyard, and the inhabitants gathered round to watch the performance.
Ladies and gentlemen, straight from the most exclusive theaters in Kiev, we bring you feats of strength, skill, and balance.
Under which bridge did you sleep in Kiev?
Michael, place the ladder on my shoulder. Laura, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, a double somersault from the top of the ladder. An instant hesitation, a false step, and Laura comes crashing down to disaster. Ready? Up! Michael, music!
Come, David, it's enough.
No, wait, Reuben.
There's nothing to see.
I want to listen.
Get ready! Come! Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Laura, pass among the audience. Whatever you care to give, anything at all.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
What for? I didn't give you any money. Wait a minute, don't go. Your name is Devorah?
Yes.
How old are you? 14?
I'm 18.
Reuben. Wait a minute, David. Devorah, you're too young for such a life.
Oh, no. When you get older, your bones become brittle.
Reuben, I want to ask her a question. Devorah, that melody on the hand organ, where did it come from?
In Kiev, they play it in all the theaters. On the hand organ, it doesn't sound so good.
It sounds monstrous.
Oh, it's a sweet melody, full of feeling.
No, it has no feeling, only a pretense of feeling.
There's no need to get excited, does it?
The melody was dead, Reuben. Why couldn't they leave it alone?
Your melody again?
Don't you recognize it? Listen. It's ugly.
Play it again, please.
It's enough.
Why should you be without an affliction, David? Play it for the girl.
If I had such music, what tricks I could do, what jumps. Look, I'll show you. Michael, hold the ladder for me, please. Keep on playing. Just a little longer. Oh, now see, on the very top of the ladder, I can...
Devorah!
Oh, my legs. They hurt so much.
It was my fault, that cursed melody.
Oh, no. Don't say that. It was a wonderful melody.
Soon you'll be able to walk again, Devorah.
David, do you know what?
What?
Yesterday, I walked from here almost to the window.
You see, I told you so. Laura, I've been thinking about what you should do.
What I should do?
Reuben was right. A traveling acrobat, that's no life for you.
I don't know how to cook or sew or how to work in the field or at a machine. There's only one thing I know.
How to jump from a ladder.
It's little enough, Davy. Don't make it less.
I'm sorry, Dora.
When I hold out my hand to the spectators, it's so close to begging.
Don't talk about it.
Why not? I think about it often. Maybe it is begging, but at least I have jumped from the ladder first.
Dora, your legs. You can't jump anymore.
I've thought of that, too. But I can dance. I know I can. Play my music, please.
Do you know what you're singing?
It's the melody you played the day I fell from the ladder.
Can't you hear the difference?
It's the same.
No, no, the other was false. This is beginning to be true.
That just means the feeling is different.
I used to think the feeling was in the melody, but it isn't.
No?
It's in the people who sing it. Dvorah, Reuben says that a melody can't belong to a person.
Reuben is a scholar. He knows many things.
Well, I think he's wrong. I think a melody isn't really alive until it belongs to someone.
David?
Yes?
Maybe it's the same with people.
When does one begin the recitation of the Shema in the evening?
Deborah! Deborah, must you sing that melody outside my window?
I wanted you to look out.
Why?
So you could see my new shoes.
All right, I see them.
Don't you like them?
Of course I do.
You didn't say so.
I like your new shoes. They're very pretty.
The widow Hannah gave them to me. I danced and sang for her party.
Stop it, Dvorah.
What's the matter, Reuben?
I don't know. Dvorah, I can't concentrate on a book. I can't even recite the prayers.
Reuben, maybe you have a fever.
It's the melody. I can't get it out of my head. It haunts my days and wakes me at night. Dvorah, I'm possessed by a melody. David, I'm the man who couldn't tell one melody from another.
Yes, Reuben.
On the Sabbath, when I come to the prayers that are sung, I simply read them off.
I know. I've heard you.
Then why should a melody pick on me?
It's not a simple matter, but neither is it uncommon.
Well, it's happened before?
It happens to me quite often.
What do you do about it?
I let the melody out. I sing, and I feel better. In fact, I feel good.
That's all very well for you. You're a musician.
Well, you don't have to sing well.
Yes, but you know I can't sing.
Well, you've never tried.
You don't understand, David. It's not that I'm unwilling or that I don't know how. I just can't.
Then, Reuben, it's serious.
That's what I've been telling you.
Reuben, I have an idea.
What is it?
Rabbi Eliezer is passing through with his disciples. Why don't you talk to him?
Welcome, Reuben.
Rabbi Eliezer, I want to talk to you.
We are sitting down to our midday meal. Sit with us.
Well, I'm not hungry.
Then just sit with us.
But
Reuben, if Rabbi Eliezer says sit, you'll sit.
Well, he won't force me if I don't want to.
You don't understand. If he says sit, you'll want to sit. There, you see?
I'm sitting. Now what?
Now join us.
Join you in what? You're not doing anything.
We're studying.
Without books?
From books, you can only study things that can be written.
But without discussion, without debate...
What is there to argue about?
Well, how long will you sit like this, studying, as you call it?
Until the joy mounts in our hearts and we will get up and sing.
That's just why I came. I must speak to the rabbi.
Reuben, now you will sing for us.
No, I came to talk, Rabbi Eliezer, not to sing. I want to ask your advice.
I will tell you how once I, too, came to talk and not to sing. It was at Tolny, where I gave a long discourse.
What a discourse it was. Brilliant with truth and rich with piety. I remember it well.
Please, don't be like the matchmaker's assistant. There was an old man sitting in the front, listening eagerly, but understanding not one word.
Not even a syllable.
At the end of the sermon, I went to him and said, "Old man, I'll explain to you what I was saying." Then I sang a little melody. The old man looked at me and his eyes lit up and he said, "Ah, I see what you mean. Reuben, sing for us."
Rabbi, I can't.
Why are you afraid?
I've spent my life alone with books.
It's time to leave your books. Sing.
I can't, I tell you.
Reuben, if Rabbi Eliezer says sing, then you can sing.
But it...
Melody flowed on. It spread. It streamed forth like a river of light, like a river of healing warmth. It burst through the windows and flowed into the street, a river of holiness, of flaming holiness. And the people who were gathered about the house cried out in wonder, "David's melody, it's David's melody." David heard the melody and played it. And Reuben knew its meaning.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who makest man with wisdom and removest sleep from his eyes and slumber from his eyelids and commandest him to sing.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Halpern of the Congregation Tree of Life, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Rabbi Halpern.
And so, dear friends, the melody lives on. Melodies always live on if they have a reason for living. Why did the melody of Podotsur migrate from Berditchev to Makhnovka, from Makhnovka to the theater, from the theater to Radzivill? Whence do we know when melody and song are inspired? The test is a very personal one. Does the song inspire me? If it inspires us, it is itself inspired. If a melody fills me with zest for life, if it gives me a new vitality, a new soul, then the melody is suffused with a spirit of holiness. today's presentation clearly indicates that no spot on earth and no moment in time and no particular social class has a monopoly on creating and interpreting melody. It is not the theater which condemns the melody. Our concern is what is played in the theater. It is not the synagogue and the church in themselves which stamp the melody as holy. The question is, what is being sung in the church and synagogue? Even a traveling wagon over hill and dale, with passengers of every class, with a musician here and a singer there, may help to settle the contest between the moral violin and the brazen, independent whistling of an individual. Music has a place in the soul of any people. What are the emotions that are embodied in the melodies of America today? Oh, for a song that could rally all the citizens of our beloved country to realize fully the blessings of the democratic way of life. Oh, for a melody that could drown out the discords in the present world's international symphony and replace the false notes that have helped lay low the spirit of man. The ancient sages of Israel made the statement, the throne of God did not become firmly established in the world until the children of Israel sang their song of praise on the shores of the Red Sea. And so, friends, in our day and in our idiom, we must hope and pray earnestly for the establishment of the kingdom of God through a universal hymn of glory in which all nations and all races will unite their voices.
Thank you, Rabbi Halpern. Eternal Light Drama Today, The Transmigration of a Melody, was written by Joseph Mindell. It was suggested by a story of I.L. Peretz, as told by Maurice Samuel in his book, The Prince of the Ghetto, published by Alfred Knopf. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Joseph Stopak, with Misha Mishikov as violin soloist. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical music. Featured in the cast were Roger DeCoven as David, Alexander Scorby as Reuben, and Susan Douglas as Devorah. The production was under the direction of Edward King. This is Mel Brand speaking. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.